Thank you for calling Arc Cell Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yes, my name is Wayne Mack.
Hey, Wayne. How can I help you today?
The beginning of the month, they came and they set up my cable. I guess Carl came. He was a technician. A little while later, I ended up and got a, which was never really actually set up. Everything's here, all the hardware. And then Larry A. stopped in and said that he would see about getting it going. Well, I still don't have, as far as I know, my fiber working.
All right, let me definitely check on that for you and see what's going on. And you said your name is Wayne Mack?
I have an account number.
What's your service address?
7 Middle Road, Mount Marion, New York.
Okay. And the phone number you're calling from, is that a good callback number?
Yes.
And how long has this been going on for?
Told you, they installed the hardware, and it never came up or never got to be working.
And was that today, or?
Told you, it was the first of the month.
Oh, the first of the month? And no one reached out back to you?
They went on a computer, but I've been in and out, and I'm very busy. This is the first I got a chance to go ahead and call back. If I told you what my schedule was, you probably wouldn't believe it, but I haven't been home long enough to have anybody check on it.
Okay. So it says, based on what I'm seeing, it shows that we are sending out internet to the location, and it's also showing where you have multiple different devices connected to both the router and the extender.
Yes, but it does not go to my computer, and it does not go to my phone. As far as I know, maybe the password key wasn't installed. I didn't do it. When Carl was here, he left instructions. My daughter was going to go ahead and hook it up or try, because she's better at the computer than me. And then, as far as I know, I don't have the signal working. I don't care if it comes to my house. It's still not working.
Okay. And you said it's on your phone that it's not working and your computer?
As far as I know, on Spectrum. And Spectrum has been so rotten that I hardly have a signal there.
Okay. Okay. What type of device do you have? What type of phone do you have?
What do you mean, what type of phone?
Yes.
It's a rotary. It's a digital.
Is it an iPhone? I'm seeing that there's an S20 at your location, Motorola. I just want to know the device that are not being connected to the internet.
I have a Motorola phone. My daughter has a different phone. I don't know what she has. My computer is HP notebook.
Okay. So Daniel's phone is connected to the internet, and your Motorola is also connected to the internet. It shows that there is excellent connection. Are you able to go on your laptop right now?
Well, it's up. I don't know how quick it's going to be to go ahead and get, because I tried to go to the wireless service, and it booted me off.
Okay. So you tried to go to the Wi-Fi option, clicking on the Wi-Fi name and putting in the Wi-Fi password, but it never went through?
I guess that's what you would say. I don't know. I'm not computer literate very well. I mean, it shows up my Max Wireless, then it shows Spectrum, then it shows Arch Fiber 5285, Arch Top Fiber 5309, Arch Top Fiber 5495, Arch Fiber S240Z130, and it goes on. So I got four or five Arch Fibers there, but it doesn't seem to connect to my computer.
Okay, so the one that you are supposed to connect to, you're supposed to see one that says Mac Wireless.
I have that.
Okay, and what happens when you click on Mac Wireless?
Maybe that's why I throw a Spectrum, because it's crappy. It doesn't want to go ahead and connect very well. I gotta wait for everything to come up forever. I thought it was, there's more people on the Spectrum line, that's why.
So, is your computer on right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you're seeing the different options for the Wi-Fi sessions. And do you see the one that says Max Wireless?
Yes.
And when you click on it, does it says connected?
Yes, it says connected and secure.
Can you try to see if you're able to use the laptop on the
Laptop,
internet?
it, I'm telling you, when I move it around or do whatever I got to do, it seems like it takes forever to go ahead and get where I need to go. I thought it was the Spectrum problem.
So it's taking forever to load then when you're trying to load something. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. And what areas of your home get affected by that? Like, where in your home do you have like bad signal?
I'm about 20 foot away, and I'm in between both, I guess, your extender and the one that comes in.
And you said you're about 20
Maybe
feet away.
20, maybe 20 feet away, maybe 15 feet. I'm right in the middle between both of them.
And nothing is working properly. Is everything taking forever to load?
It seems that way.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a reboot off the modem and router because it does show that we're sending out the required speeds to your location. So what I'm going to try is I'm going to go ahead and do a reboot to the modem and see if that helps to fix the problem, okay?
Okay.
I can go ahead and do that.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and reboot the modem right now. It's going to take a while, so it's going to turn off and then it's going to take a while to come back on, okay?
Well, if my computer don't turn off, then that means that I wasn't, it didn't connect to your service.
I'm sorry?
When you reboot, my computer's on right now. If it doesn't go off, then that means I'm on my Spectrum service.
Okay, so once your internet comes back on, I'm rebooting it now. So I'm turning it off and I'm going to turn it back on. And then you're going to try and connect with ours, not Spectrum, and see if that works, okay?
Right, but what I'm saying is, if you're going to reboot, the computer's on now. My screen should go black. If
We're
it
not.
doesn't, then that means that what you did has not didn't affect my computer at all.
No, your computer would not go black because we're not troubling your computer. We're just turning off the modem. So you'd still have access to your computer. It's just that you won't have access to the Wi-Fi on your computer. So it would not go black by us turning it off.
Okay.
So just give it a moment. It should come back up, and then you should be able to set it up and use it efficiently. All right, are you able to go back to your computer now? Is everything is up and running? Are you able to go back to your computer now and choose Mac Wireless?
Yes.
Let me know once it's connected, okay?
Okay, it looks like it says connected and secure on Max Wireless.
Okay, so that means that you're connected now to the internet. Can you try to load something on the internet and see if it works?
Yeah, I'm going to ask my daughter to go ahead and do that. Hold on. Danielle?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and see about if we have this hooked up to the internet? I'm on the phone with somebody right now. Yeah, she wanted to go ahead and have it hooked up to the an internet site, I guess. I don't know. But this is supposed to be faster than
you just want to make sure that your laptop is working with the internet.
We're checking. It seems to have connected. It's on the home page for we're on Microsoft.
Yeah, which I don't use. I use
which one do you use?
It's My News, whatever.
What icon do you usually choose when you go on? That's Microsoft Edge.
It doesn't show up on mine as MSN. MSN. It shows up. It just went ahead and changed when they went into this stuff.
But it's connected to
the
internet.
Okay, connected? Okay, fine. I guess we're connected.
Okay, no problem. Is there anything else I can assist you before you go?
No, I guess not. You're not billing, right?
I'm sorry?
You're not billing, are you?
What billing questions do you have?
Well, if I've only managed to go ahead and get it to work now and it started at the beginning of the month, that's almost half a month that I didn't get a chance to use it.
Oh, it shows that the internet has been connected to your home, and it shows that multiple devices has been connected to the internet at your home.
Right. However, when Carl was here and set it up, he was supposed to have connected it. Shouldn't he have?
Yes, but it's showing that devices were being used on the internet at your home.
Well, I knew I was going to go ahead and have this problem. So when people ask me about Archtop Fiber, I guess I have to tell them that even if it was to my home, as far as I know, it wasn't working. and not to the speed that you end up in said, but let it go. I was just asked last night how I like my Arch Fiber.
We are sending out the required speeds to your location. Currently, right now, we're doing a speed test, and we are sending out 1,000 megabytes per second, both for the download and the upload to your modem. So we are sending out the required speeds. You said that you still have your Spectrum connected as well?
Of course. I was told not to disconnect it until after I was sure that the other was working. I wasn't sure the other was working. So that's
okay.
why Spectrum was still on. So basically, I'm getting double billed by Spectrum, and I'm getting billed by you, even though I didn't use your service because it wasn't set up when the guy came in to set the equipment up.
Okay. Once the technician did come into the location, seeing that afterwards it was connected, and I'm seeing where you have an Xbox that was being used and different phones that were being used on the internet.
Well, like I say, he left me a list here of HomePass by Plume, install app, hit sign in, email. He wanted me to go ahead and do this stuff. So
yeah. That's just the app where you could see like the different devices that are being connected. So he left that information so that you can look at different devices that are being connected. You have different functions that you can use your Wi-Fi for. Being that service was already set up at your location. So the HomePass app and the information that he provided is just an app that you can use on your phone to see the different devices that are being connected, the restrictions that you can place on your Wi-Fi, and other functions that you can do with the internet with ArchDoc.
Well, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and let it go, but you left a sour taste in my mouth. I guess everything's working fine. Thank you. Have a good night.